And now, the top 10 albums charting across the nation. This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Henman and Shotgun Jimmy.
How do you like that? I even marked you into the intros of the show. This was very thought out.
I thought that was your voice.
No.
And Shotgun Jimmy.
Yeah, I thought that was you. I do them all. Now, we have a nice website that we go to that generates text to speech. It's free.
There you go. Well, yeah. Super pro.
On a budget. You need to be smart. It is the Earshot 20, and now doing the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com, joined this week by celebrity guest host Shotgun Jimmy, who is playing Sappy Fest this weekend as well. So it's great to have you. And of course, the charts come from the website earshot-online.com. You can find them there, the national top 50, as well as the top 30 charts for all the reporting stations. There are specialty charts too, electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, folk, roots, and blues, interviews, and loads more. Check it out, and thanks to the great folks at Earshot and the NCRA for putting that together for us, because without it, we wouldn't be able to do this show, and you can get in touch with us a few ways as well. Earshot20@gmail.com, facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook, and @earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch with us. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we are happy to do that for you, and we will do it by playing something from your latest release and an interview. We'll package it all up as a feature and throw it on. So get in touch with us for sure. In this hour, we have the top 10. Steven's back with some more music news, and I'm sure some more great stuff from Jimmy. You gave us a great rap in the first hour of the program, and I loved it. And I do have to ask. So in the first hour, we didn't get to it, but I did want to ask about this because you are. So you're a talented musician. You are working on becoming a juggler, and also doing art as well, which I discovered here as we were sitting at the table. And you're also going back to school
for art. I'm going to school for art.
But look at that.
It's all connected, Anthony. It's all connected.
That's what you were working on. What prompted you to do this?
To go to school for art?
Yeah.
Ooh. There's a lot of reasons, but I mean, I think there are a lot of connections, easily made connections between art and music, art, whatnot, pop music, rock music, indie rock. So yeah, I'm in Brandon and I'm going Brandon, Manitoba, and I'm going to school, and it's an enriching experience. I've always been a big fan of art. I've always gone to, not always, but you know, in the last 10 years or so, I've gone to a lot of museums and art galleries and stuff on tour and looked at art and sort of seen it from a fan's perspective. And I thought it would be enriching to learn a bit more about how it's made and learn some art history and that sort of thing, so that experience would be heightened. And I also knew that it would inform my songwriting and album making and stuff like that as well.
So do you think that will have an impact on your next album? Because will you draw from your experiences of being in school and the art that you're doing?
I don't know if I'll draw from it.
That was unintentional pun.
Yeah. but yeah, it already has. The last record I made, I have a song on there about Georgia O'Keeffe that is sort of about doing a homework assignment, I guess, and stuff like that. Well, it's not really, but it's about the life of Georgia O'Keeffe, sort of sung from her husband's point of view, and then it's also kind of melted into my life a little bit. And yeah, I think the creative process is a universal, you know, whether you're writing a poem or you're making a sandwich or, you know, there are a lot of the same fundamentals involved in the process.
I wouldn't ever have agreed about a sandwich, except for the fact that Subway employees call themselves sandwich artists.
I set you up for that one, didn't I?
Yeah, it was. So there you go. That's awesome, though. It's great that you're pursuing something. Of course, the show normally broadcasts first in St. John, New Brunswick, the port city. We've had a lot of gallery hops and things happening in the city. I'm sure they happen all over. So have you taken advantage to go to or be part of anything of that nature with your art so far?
Yeah, well, today I went and saw this incredible video as part of the OK Qua Festival upstairs at the Legion. It was, I forget the artist's name. He's from town, and it's a I think it was a collaboration, two artists from town, and the music was by from the band Joyful Talk, who's played at Sappy before. And so I went and looked at some art today, and that's one of the things that's really cool about Sackville, is it has such a vibrant visual arts culture and scene. And I'm sure that's why I'm doing that now that I'm living in Manitoba too. It's sort of, I used to live in Sackville, so part of me feels like I'm reconnecting with that part of my life that I left back here, I think, by delving into the art scene out of Manitoba. I wanted to tell you a story about the best sandwich artist that I've come across. And he was this guy in Whistler, and when he was making my sub sandwich, he was like, he got distracted and was like talking about something. He's like, "Yeah, it's my last day at work today." And then he looked up at me and he's like, "Oh, sorry, bro, did you say yay or nay on the Halps?" And I said yay on the Halps.
Yeah. The fact that you knew what he was talking about was great. That's, yeah. That is awesome. So he was your favorite all time.
He's my favorite. I think sorry, bro, did you say yay or nay on the Halps is one of my most precious moments in life. Like, I hold that moment dearly. And
you ever tried to work that into a song?
Well, I don't think so, because no? I'd sound like an idiot. Yeah. Kind of like he did. but I enjoyed it. It's a fond memory. Yay or nay on the Halps.
Yeah. Even the title of a song. I don't know, but he's the Picasso of sandwich art.
Yeah, yeah, he was phoning it in. It was his last day, and
love it.
He wasn't paying attention.
So good. Well, we're gonna get into the music and more with Shotgun Jimmy coming up. I'm sure there'll be lots more that you can tell us about for sure. But we've got to get to the charts and kick it off with number 10 this week. And it is Pop.
Local dropping. Favorites.
They're so great. Dropping down to number 4, but still keeping alive in the top 10. That is impressive. They've been there for a while. The Dream Is Over is the name of the album. And the song is called The Coast. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Canadian cold. I couldn't spend another winter up here in this desolate fishing town, counting the months as they wear me down. They'll swallow them up. The lake needs to eat just like all living things, and it's hungriest in the spring.
Let's go! You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
That's Weaves from Weaves, their self-titled album. And the song called Motorcycle, they're at number 8 this week, up from number 10 last week. Weird Lines, our only debut in the top 20. They are entering at number 9, a pretty high debut.
Sackville represent Weird Lines.
They're so good. And they debut at number 9 with their self-titled album as well. And the song called There Are Never Too Many Matches. And kicking off the first set of the top 10 was Pop. Down from number 4 last week to number 10. The Dream Is Over is the title of the album. The song called The Coast. Weird Lines playing this weekend in Sackville. If you have been living under a rock for the last hour and a bit, that's okay. We're live in Sackville having fun at CHMA, also broadcasting in St. John, New Brunswick. And I have my esteemed colleague and celebrity co-host, Shotgun Jimmy, is on the other side of the mic and here with me counting down the top 20 and having a lot of fun doing it. It's really fantastic to be able to share a show with somebody that I really have a lot of appreciation for, because I've heard you now. It's like I've watched you grow up musically, because aww, you've been on the charts and you're it's so good.
Shucks.
I had to work in a sappy moment for Sappy Fest,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Sappy slogans come true.
Yeah. And so we've got lots of great things happening over the weekend. You want to come check it out. There's still time, of course. You can come for Saturday and Sunday. Even if you leave now, if you're within an hour and a half, you still got lots of time. Most of the shows happening later in the evening. You've got Adrian Teacher in the subs kicking off around 8.
Well, the Kids Corner Power Jam are really kicking it off.
They are. That's true. I shouldn't leave them out. Nope. That sounds like a good time. And then Adrian Teacher in the subs, the By Divine Right, Dilly Dally, tons tonight. And then you can go to one of the satellite places.
There's a comedy show, right?
Yeah, there is.
Comedy show at the Painted Pony.
Flag of the Play and Horses and Shotgun Jimmy at Thunder and Lightning. And Peter Glint and Nicole Ariana at, what color is that, red? Royal Canadian Legion. It's there's so many things.
There's options, folks.
How do you even fit it all in?
You can't. You have to send people to go and record some of it for you. You have to send reporters.
It sounds like the right thing to do. We've got more of the charts to get to. I noticed you have something written down over there. Is that for us? Is that for?
I cried a tear. You wiped it dry. I was confused. You cleared my mind. These are just, it's just lyrics to an Anne Marie song that I was writing out. It's not directly related to the Earshot Top 20, but at one point she was on there with this hit song, You Needed Me, You Needed Me. I think she might predate the Earshot Top 20.
You think?
But if she put this song out right now, she'd be on there.
Well, I think so. I think if Anne Marie put anything out now, she'd probably make her way on. We've had
on the Earshot though?
Oh, we've had, listen, there's been all kinds of artists you'd probably be like, oh wow, I can't believe, like, it's just like I was saying to you earlier.
What's the weirdest thing that you've seen come up on the Earshot? Like Justin Bieber, has he ever been on the Earshot? So that would I would think that was really weird and kind of like
not in Justin Anne Marie land.
Who's the most famous person?
Judgment. Yeah. I'm gonna say that Neil Young.
Oh yeah, he's been on there.
Yeah,
he's pretty famous.
Quite a few times.
Oh yeah.
And Daft Punk also on the charts, which is pop music. Yeah. So it's just eclectic. There's all kinds of different artists that make it onto the charts, and you just roll with it.
It's a real salad bar, the Earshot Top 20. You know, they got a little bit of this, a little bit of that, depending on what you like. You might not like this, but you're going to like that. You got to have a little bit of this salad bar. Yeah. Earshot Top 20.
I like that. I'm going to change the intro now to say Canada's musical salad bar.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the Earshot 20. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. We are going to get back to the charts, but right now we get back to the music news with our friend Stephen Carlick, Exclaim and Exclaim.ca. This one, this hour kicks off with something quite interesting. Jack White just likes to do what I feel like always seems the impossible.
He likes to break records.
He does.
He likes to break and set records. And he also just likes records, vinyl records. There's a pun for you. Moving on. The rumors were true. Jack White and his Third Man Records are hatching a plan of cosmic proportions. On July 25th, the label confirmed that it will attempt to play the first phonographic record in space. In the announcement, it was revealed that the interstellar event will go down on July 30th as part of the label's 7th anniversary, with Third Man shooting a gold-plated 12-inch master of Carl Sagan's A Glorious Dawn into the cosmos, where it will be played on a custom-built space-proof turntable. Which I find very funny because the idea of space-proofing something is hilarious. The record will arrive via the Icarus craft with the high-altitude balloon designed by Kevin Carrico with the help of Saturns, that is, students and teachers in near space. Third Man Records will also be hosting launch parties at its stores in Cass Corridor and Nashville, with both featuring an array of special goodies. Head to exclaim.ca and there's a link to that there. But for now, they are jamming a record player into a tiny spacecraft and playing it out in space, remotely, which is hilarious.
You know what? It is, it's out of this world. There we go.
Like, I just love the idea that basically if you had the money, you could put whatever you wanted into any kind of tiny spacecraft and be the first person to, like, televise an episode of The Simpsons, or the first person to, like, I don't know, have a book not be read, but have every individual page flipped at a normal reading rate out in space.
It's the possibilities are endless.
They really are. And pointless.
It's so true. All right. Well, congratulations to Jack White on that. We'll move on. We've got a couple of festival announcements that are going to round out this hour of music news. And we'll kick it off with Welcome to Future Island.
Yeah, this is a cool one that was totally unexpected. This is sort of just a mini one-day festival, but more hip-hop festivals are always welcome. This one is a just-announced one called, like you said, Welcome to Future Island, and it'll hit TD's Echo Beach on August 19th. Ice Cube tops the bill, and he'll be joined by Pusha T and Earl Sweatshirt on the night, as well as special guests Shaq Is Dope, J-Soul, Lace, and Savannah Rae, all of which is very cool. TD Echo Beach is a very fun venue with legit sand. It is actually a beach. Tickets are on sale now and range from $60 to $90. Grab your tickets while you can. Ice Cube just played Festival d'Été, where we reviewed him, and apparently he was quite excellent. So grab tickets now.
Very cool. It seems like there's just so much going on in Toronto this summer. It's the place to be.
It's pretty crazy, yeah. And, you know, people are saving up their money to see what they can. If you are on the East Coast, you have a lot to look forward to as well. A lot of cool ones coming up, including Halifax Pop Explosion, which just expanded its 2016 lineup. Of course, the annual festival already had East Coast music fans in eager anticipation of this year's installment. Things just got a little more exciting with the addition of Keys and Crates, Charles Bradley, Basha Bulat, Grand Theft, Tons, Holy Fuck, Voivod, Harrison, and Nap Eyes. Comedian Kyle Kinane has also been added. He will make an appearance there, where he will join previously announced acts like Hey Rosetta, Pup, White Lung, The Bar Brothers, and Cameron Esposito, comedy headliner, who is hilarious. The explosion will, of course, happen from October 19th to 22nd at an array of venues across Nova Scotia's capital. Head to exclaim.ca and to Halifax Pop Explosion today for more.
It's just so cool and so diverse as well. You a little bit of something for everyone.
Yes, indeed.
All right. We are done with the news, but we've got one more active business. Stephen, we are going to turn it over to you. Thanks so much for being on the program, first of all, again this week. And we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. You know, I pick a song every week based on which ones I'm playing the most. But it's been a great time lately for Canadian music. And this one I am doubly excited about. This is an artist named Aleem Khan. He's a songwriter from Calgary, Alberta, that has released now two albums within the last year. His last one came out in late 2015. His latest is his second album. It's called Urbana Champagne, and it was released just a couple of weeks ago, courtesy of Cameron Reed's Slow Release Records. This song is called Jubilee Act 2. It's from the album, which is, you know, it's got elements of jazz, it's got elements of electronic music, of soul. It sounds very 70s, but it sounds incredibly modern as well. It's very, very good. It's fantastic. The album is Urbana Champagne. You're about to hear the song Jubilee Act 2 on Earshot Radio.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring Blood Orange, Blink-182, Swiss Army Man, Tragically Hip, Bad Bad Not Good, Schoolboy Q, Arkells, and more. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 7.
All day long I sit and stare while charmless babes walk everywhere and delicas in breweries surround me. Coffee shop economy and friends that cannot make ends meet. Nothing left, you've been flushed out and left town, but not you. You leave the light on, the bedroom light for me tonight. And when I stumble home, I can't believe it. Why are we still here? What the hell happened? Yuppies walk their puppies hand in hand in front of taco stands. Luxury is charmless and it's hopeless, but not you. Leave the light on, the bedroom light for me tonight. And when I stumble home, what was here before?
I don't know.
Some kind of mom and pop? They've really cleaned it up, haven't they? Well, how would you like to be remembered? I hope that you believe in somebody new. Somebody new, but I'm with you.
Earshot 20, number 6.
Oh my God,
Hannah Georges, number 6 this week, down from number 5 the week before. For Evelyn is the name of the album. You heard a song called Ride Back. And in before that, Adrian Teacher and the Subs.
Adrian Teacher and the Subs!
Charmless Babes. They are sitting at number 7 this week, up from number 12 last week. Terminal City is the name of the album. They are playing at Sappy Fest this evening, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
On the main stage.
You've changed records, recording artist, Adrian Teacher and the Subs.
Big shout out. Big ups.
Huge. I want from a big, Shock big and Jimmy. Shout out to Robbie, Amanda, and Adrian.
So good. You can check them out. And lots of great stuff happening. Of course, we are broadcasting live from CHMA, Sackville, New Brunswick, and also broadcasting in St. John, New Brunswick. So big shout out to everybody who's tuned in right now.
Oh,
or
yeah.
If you're listening online, really... The possibilities are endless.
Shout outs galore. You know, I grew up in Southern Ontario, and on the college radio down there, they'll have shows that are just completely shout outs. Like, it'll be like a morning. I listened to one just the other day, actually, when I was down in Toronto, and it's just like a morning call-in show where, like, people phone in, and they just go like, oh, yeah, big shout out to, like, these guys that are organizing this thing this weekend. Big shout out to this guy. Big shout out to that guy. And it's just people on cell phones going, big shout out to... The guy down at the place, big shout out to him.
At the place.
Extreme shout outs to the other guy. Lots of it's like the shout out is community radio in Southern Ontario is all about the big shout outs.
Yeah. So. Well, hey, you got to give them. I like to give appreciation where appreciation's due, although I don't think I'd ever entertain an entire show like that. But
well, I would. I would just one like really elongated shout out could be a good show too if it's just like big shout out.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
but big shout out to Mike Roy, the gang with Sappy Fest. They are just
Mike Waugh, actually.
Oh,
no, I'm just kidding. It's Roy.
But they're doing an amazing job. This festival now in its 11th year. It's just incredible to see it continue for that long and be so strong. And you being from Sackville, although you've been gone for a few years, it must be nice to come home and be part of something that really is you know, a spirit of the community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's beautiful, and it's nice to. I mean, it's the perfect weekend to visit, to return, because everyone's here. But then. It's all everyone from town is here, but then there's also all these other friends from across the country that are also here. So it's a kind of perfect storm for the perfect party.
It's everything is just perfect.
You know, Sappy Fest is a real salad bar.
Well, now you can't use it. We need
there's
to keep
a little
that for
bit
the
of
Earshot 20.
Really?
I think.
Okay,
yeah.
Sappy Fest is more of a yard sale.
A really good yard sale. When you walk in and you find that just one gem that you're like,
yeah.
Oh, this is amazing.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, this figurine is still in the box.
Yeah, the steal of a deal. This Star Wars action figure in the box, mint condition. That's it. All right, we'll do a couple more tracks. We'll come back one more time after this, though, and continue our chat and round things out. Right now, we're going to hear from our number 5 and number 4. You'll hear from Heaven for Real. They're at number 4. But first, you're going to hear from Holy F. They're at number 5 this week, up from number 6. The album is called Congrats, and the song called Shimmering. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Number 4. drink me, call the violent kind. Stumbled till I felt polite. Flexed the muscles in my sides while the owner had his hands on you.
Heaven for Real, Owner is the name of the song, and they are at number 4 this week. Up from 13 last week, Kill Your Memory is the title of the album. In before that, congrats, Holy F, that's the name of the album and the artist, respectively. 5 up from 6, and Shimmering was the name of the song. A short one in there. We are live at CHMA, almost done the program here. It's hard to believe that it's been 2 hours already. Sackville, New Brunswick, and broadcasting in St. John, New Brunswick as well. Local 107.3 FM. Shotgun Jimmy is in with me as the celebrity co-host, esteemed colleague, and
Sonic, you know, bartender.
It artist extraordinaire. It's just, you have all of the titles.
So what is the station? This is CHMA. What is the call letters for the St. John station?
CFMH.
CFMH. Yeah. That sounds made up. I think you just made that up. I don't believe it.
We'll have to do a little investigation.
So just between you and I, just imagine for a moment that no one else is listening.
Okay.
Which radio station's better? No one's listening. This is just me and this, just a couple guys having a conversation.
I want to
CFMH.
I want to plead the fifth.
Or CMFH. CMA.
CHMA?
CHMA.
I got confused. I think...
You don't have to answer that. I'm just trying to start.
CKDU.
Oh, yeah. You're just one of the syndicates.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Yeah, one of the folks who carried the show. Shout out to all of them. I'm going to do more shout outs.
Yeah,
shout
man. Big ups. Big ups to all the stations that play the Top Twinge.
The Top Twinge. And a shout out to all the albums that are debuting below the Top 20. Of course, we don't have all the time to play the National Top 50. That would take too long. But we do like to mention a few of the albums that are charting below the Top 20 because they do have a chance to make it in to the National Top 50. And so we'll give you the lowdown. And it all starts all the way down at number 50. So I'm going to – I don't know if you could give us a – you think they're gonna make it up or – or not when I go through them.
Okay, if I think it's gonna make it up, you'll hear this sound. And if I think that no comment, it'll just be dead silence.
Okay.
Radio dead air. I believe that term is called dead air.
Dead air
in radio land.
Yeah. So at number 50 we have the new one from Blood Orange called Freetown Sound. Oh. At 49 Aphex Twin comes in with a Cheetah. At number 47, it's Counterfeit Jeans' self-titled new album. And at number 37, Friggs with their Slush EP. Number 35 is Wildflower from the Avalanches. At number 29, the self-titled album from Pew Pew Pew. It's just great to say. I was hoping that you'd play for that. And number 25, Kenny Blues boss Wayne with Jumpin' and Boppin'. And rounding out the lowdown at number 24 is River Tibber and Indigo. Look, they're all going to make it. According to Shotgun Jimmy, we're going to have almost a brand new top 20 next week.
We're cleaning house, yeah. Folks. We're cleaning up the charts.
That's where the salad bar comes in.
It's all fresh.
It's all fresh. Yeah, that fresh lettuce, fresh tomatoes. Yeah. All right, we have three more tracks to get to. We will come back one more time after this, but we will get to the top three now. And shout out to your friend, Jay Arner, for sticking around in the top three.
It's Jay Day.
It's Jay Day. Here it goes. At number three, right now, down from number two last week, it's Andy Schaaf, The Party. The song is The Worst in You. Stick around. It's the Earshot 20.
Then from the living room, I heard you calling my name. I found you smiling, asking me where I had been. Why'd you wait? Always see the worst in you. Do you always see the worst in me? Do I only see the
number two.
Try.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 1.
Never love me, it's bullshit and lies. Won't you recognize all the real gold gets stole by design? Dead in your mind, off a nigga head for these things, dimes. Ticking with the time, getting crippled by the crime. Say your
I heard your plug was dry. I heard your plug was dry, and I think I got what you need. I might be your guy. Nah, this ain't no weed, different type of high. Got it for the free.
Never needed no dollars to prove worth, or a slap in the face before I could move first. On any of these days, you lose worse when you slipping. We came the truth, purged in the hyssop of love. These niggas talk bread, but they missing the blood. Like they crippin', much like Krillin, how they disc could destruct. Rebuilding the ashes, cashes. With the training underwater, with the passion, traction. Started gaining some muscle. Let me tell you, it actually started raining in shows. Wasn't moving no O's, but it's a symbol of hustle.
All right, I thought I was doing all right, but I got tight on time in the second hour.
We're running out of time because we had so much to talk about, so much to celebrate.
It was so good. It was so good. Bad, Bad, Not Good behind us, and it's Hyssop of Love, and they are at number one again this week with their album 4. Jay Arner, and before that with J2, you heard Personal Line, and at number three, Andy Schaaf, The Party, The Worst in You. Jimmy, it was an absolute pleasure. I really appreciate you giving up 2 hours of your day to join us and be part of the program.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on. Keep up the good work. Fan of the show. First time co-hoster.
I love it. It's great. That's it. Until next time, Sappy, we'll see ya. And for those of you who are in Sackville right now, check out sappyfest.com for the festival lineup. Stick around. There's more great programming on the way on this station.
Tasting money, took in prison, but never had freedom a day in his life. I think that I remember. Probably tastes like Kendrick, it's sweet. I'm in my stride, it's mid-December, and he's fucking walking boots. I'm in a John Hancock, cause everything the Southside constitutes is lateral, but we in a different longitude, so we never arrive at the same point. Trees stay in the truth, so I ain't never smoke the same joint twice.
Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback? You can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.